We hope you enjoy Cycle of the Living Seed, Four Apocalyptic Poems, Part 1, written in 1932 by Dane Rudjar. This recording is 30 minutes long. This audio is brought to you by RITA, the Rudjar Institute for Transpersonal Activity, a nonprofit public benefit corporation dedicated to disseminating the work and essential message of Dane Rudjar. All material is copyrighted by Leila Rudjar Hill. If you'd like to learn more about RITA or make a donation towards supporting the ongoing legacy of Dane Rudjar, visit www.rudjarinstitute.org. For the complete selection of free downloads of audio presentations by Dane Rudjar, visit www.rudjaraudioarchives.com. And now, Dane Rudjar.
A Cycle of Living Seeds. These poems are of a symbolical nature and were written in 1932 to send every month to a group of people, the AMSA companions. Only a few of the signs of the zodiacs have been covered, and they start with Leo, the sign which is the beginning of the soul zodiac, or of man as an individual conscious entity. From the heights of my golden tower, I scan with compassionate love the dull houses of clay in which men live. I resolve to tread down the steps of the silver ladder, my arms laden with stars in offering to the soil. The wind whistles in my ears as I descend the silvery steps. The windmill of fate grinds the stars into seed dust. I hold firm to the center. I will not falter. Through the night, I ride on the fiery stallion of my desires. I am pressing the seed harvest close to my bosom. Clouds spark. The golden tower vanishes, my blood burns, I know that I will to will. The sea greets my will becomes a ship manned by my thoughts, steady and mighty. The rhythm of the oars leads me to the goal beyond the water. The power of breath whirls me down into matter. It precipitates me into sensations, into feelings of love or hatred from some outer unknown. The world closes in upon me. O power of the I Am, make me remember that I am. I have entered the outside world. I am molding it into my image. Out of sensations, I build my body, the symbol of myself. I am a creator. I create that which I am. I intone the song of my life on the lips of every experience. Every experience is the singing body of myself. Life is a rose whose millions of petals spell my name. I am self-fulfilled in life, for I am life. I breathe the fragrance. It is well. I open to the winds, my heart haunted by the humming tones of bees. My nectar I give joyously, that the gods may live as men. Precious gift of love, the sweet dew of fulfillment is carried away by the winged messengers. And behold, the pollen of consecration trembles near the opening heart. The great power moves through me. Its coiled mystery surges on from root to sky. The flower withdraws to accept the fire. It spreads like a tent over the pilgrim. As a cobra hood stirred into passion hisses with the fire of cleft tongue, so the shrine of power trembles with flaming ecstasy. Nuptials of fire, the strong only lives to reveal the mystery. The stars circle overhead, the company of the blessed. Their movements are majestic with cyclic fulfillment. They are the great chord of time, the synthesis of all aeons, the summation into the eternal now. Drops of the moon essence drip tragically through the cosmic darkness, tears of unbearable torment. At the threshold of emptiness, the soul reels with awesome silence. To him who accepts serenely the burden of the Redeemer comes the supreme ray of the sun, the mystic light of the yogi. Understanding flows into my soul. I forget even my golden flower. The one beckons through the all. I reach the holy city. The companions greet me with outstretched hands laid upon my shoulders. We walk through marble arches up to the threshold. I pause at the threshold. The elders exhort me and lay upon my shoulders the purple robe of nobility. I enter my home. It is to be the seed of my descendants. It is rare and white. I stamp my seal upon all thresholds. It is alive with my name. I stand in the innermost. I lift my hands unto the presence. A silver star glistens upon the white jade. The green cup is filled with a liquid strength that rejuvenates. I glance at my body. Its blue skin shines, soft yet electric. The golden flower looks through the unseen window. The rose-colored incense rises in fluent spirals of ecstasy. I am established in my own identity forever. And now comes to me the beloved. she who waited for the pilgrim's return. I dance on the wings of laughter to celebrate myself whole. The stars ring me in a halo of affirmation. The flame of selfhood sears the parched fields of experience. On the altar of fire unveils herself the beloved. I realize now that I and life are one. A tone vibrates through the whole of me that I'm also the other. It is clear and pure, childlike and tender. Oh, wonder that one finds self in the essence of selfless life. Out of the tone unfurls the melody. I and the other, that is I, give birth to new becoming. The quest transforms itself into certitude. My home becomes a bell calling men to life eternal. The companions answer to the melody. The vast chord of man resonates out of the gong that is nameless and boundless. The galaxy participates in the blessing. The light of dazzling whiteness surges on to call for that which is beyond the world. Light answers to light. The universal assumes the particular in whom wholeness operates in total fulfillment. One phase of being is completed. Behold, a new portal. Libra. The gong of sublime emptiness resounds through the lethal dreams of gods that were and atoms which had been. The tone of memory rends the nirvanic veils. The lost and the dead call to the living. Amid the uproar of startled eternity, the Lord of dazzling splendor spears through the heavy mass of karmas and strikes at the heart of the mystic seed. Then the ancient charioteers unleash their igniferous stallions and speed with thunderous wheels across the sunken wastes of universes that were. The vehemence of the burning steeds as they dart with electric fury in a rapture of space that crumbles into suns under hoofs unrelenting. Flaming thrusts of light at the awesome chaos of decayed world dreams. The conquerors furrow forth the eternal field, dripping power to fecundate matter. Speed and mass clash. The battered nothingness spans out worlds into being. The face of time emerges from the sundered limbs of eternity. Past and future bellow forth ever reborn nows. The track of cosmic change closes in before the grandstand of the Supreme Lord. The lashless eye watches and judges, while, stirred by aeonic passion, the ancient charioteers run with flamboyant ire the mighty race of eternity. Gyrations of flaming speed steady themselves in aeonic patterns to the vision of him that stands unaffected at the center of the ring that none shall trespass. Eternity takes form and radiates meaning. Man arises, a weaving of electric threads along which circle in dazzling coruscations the fire seeds of incarnations to be. The field and the steeds are one. The ancient charioteers vanish into whirling specks of light. The dust of self covers the restless mob of karmas. A veil of dreary heat suffocates the field. A maze of glittering motion shoots up and down the track of cosmic change, confused phantasms that benumb the mind of the aeonic one. The lashless eye closes as in deep sleep. Birth is death and knowledge, the long sleep of unfaltering wisdom. Mind is born. The whirlwind stayed and becomes circle, whose formula is locked in the crypt of the soul. The 3 and the 14 and the square cube, the residuum. Out of the changeless formula arises the aeonic forms, mothers of all beings that, within the ring pass not, strive to reflect or approximate the cosmic proportion. They are the thoughts of the aeonic one, the gestures of time on the whirling screen of space. The progeny of the mothers swarm through the hollow sphere of universal being. Under the pull of attraction and repulsion, the sphere shapes itself into a pulsating heart. Ideas merge and separate in a rhythmical sway. Light and darkness dance, embraced in alternate passion. At the crossroads in the heart, the four laws of cyclic becoming join hands in solemn asseveration of their troth to the supreme law. From the emanations of their 40 fingers knotted in peace, a blue flame is produced. In this fire of truth rests the seed of man, the 40 and a one. In this one, mastery is vested. Master of the crossroads is he who wields the power of the 40 rays. Master is he in whom are harmonized the 40 streams of the water of space, in whom north and south, east and west are joined in an integral chord of ever-flowing life. In such a one, mastery takes birth as the living God. Look high, yet near, for the thrilling star of dawns and sunsets. Far beyond clouds, Lucifer shines, herald of new days. Yet near. so near that no one spies its magic glow. Venus Hesperus burns in the heart of all fulfillments. To face thus, O aspirant, shall you find the sacred image of mastery. Mastery blesses your beginnings with the smiles garnered from your consummations. The master above guides with the rod forged for him by the master within. For within is as without, and above as below. 40 times the moon alters a changing countenance before the mystery is revealed. For 40 cycles the great bear hibernates, ere a new sun is born within the aged lord of dazzling splendor. Oh, listen for the voice of the hidden one, the blue flame at the crossroads of the heart. For in him alone dwell peace and silence and the truth that makes man God. 40 are the names of the soul, but one, the light that shines in the cord of equated being. In him who is transfused by this holy flame, there is no longer death. Death is harmonized to life within the gong tone of changeless eternity. Form is the mystery. Into form, consciousness is born, bird of ceaseless being, sustained by the wings of life and death. Within form, consciousness locks itself captive, a slave to the substance of the walls. Through form, consciousness arises to the immemorial light of the Aeonic One, the silent watcher, whose throne is the perfect pattern of cyclic manifestation. He is sitting on his mighty throne, who wields power with the hands of love, the polar force of becoming. He calls to himself his sons that are himself many. His rays flame forth from dawn to sunset, free yet bounded by the intangible law of the circumference. As they return, the circle glows with opalescent tremors, athrob with the mighty beats of the great bird's wings. Mind is a throne, soul the bird's flight. When that which soars is harmonized with that which remains, peace is attained. And in the silence of equated destinies, the supreme law unveils its mystery. In him who knows being as non-being, and non-being as being, a pause occurs. His heart caves in, absorbed in the empty. The crossroads vanish into the burning pyre of love incomprehensible. The four and the one give birth to the six. His name is Maitreya. From the hollow of mercy, a luminous vapor arises which slowly takes form and countenance. Out of the double triangle, the ultimate is born. The last is as the first, the living God as the aeonic one. There is but one man and one pattern, the seventh eternity. That thou art. Descend thou now, my son, into the world of change and disharmonic embrace. Be my exemplar and my law. Exalt by the power of thine example. Redress by the power of the law thy thrust and thy sustenance. Behold, I have sent thee into the great vortex where confused mind call life death and death life. I have sent thee with the power of the aeonic wings. Thy radiant body I have blessed with the liquid glow of the fountain of peace. Beware, lest you bruise the soft streamers of its light on the storms of human envy. Blind, oh blind, are those who passion snows of no center, whose energies rush wildly uncorded by the aeonic law. Deaf and bereft of sense are the mobs that sway in aimless thinking, torn by the fury of the elemental flashes darting through the deceitful zone which surrounds the outer rim of form, where thought is no longer abstract and not yet concretized in a living body. Be thou their guidance and their pedestal. Stand under their vacillations, thou understanding one. As they rise into truth, be thou their throne, thou son of mind. And at the last day of their wanderings, as they near the gates and the way that is the changeless formula, reveal thou to them thy emptiness, that in it they might see God, their self, and thyself. Balance are the beams of the law as man approaches the innermost. Through the central column rises the fire, that which flames out of the perfect relationship of space and center, the circumference. In the fire the vision is beheld, the presence felt, differences vanish, distinctions remain. When man realizes his own distinctness rooted in the one form, the realm of work opens. He becomes engineer and performer, his life a constant ritual of harmonic performance. Because he has answered the 40 summons and 40 times knocked at the sacred gates. Because in him there is no passion and no discord, and many powers accorded to the aeonic law. Because he has understood through the fifth Lord and had compassion in the sixth, he has found that which was most near, the form that is his self and all other selves. Now, indeed, is he blessed with a mastery, because he has become a perfect exemplar of the one form, according to the distinctness of his own uniqueness. He becomes the point of convergence for all the wills that strive on the path of his distinct manifestation. In him, the powers of millions become knotted in a chord of multitudinous splendor, whose magic resonance sets athrill spheres without end.
This is the end of Cycle of the Living Seed, Four Apocalyptic Poems, Part 1, by Dane Rudjar. The preceding audio is copyrighted by Leila Rudjar Hill and was brought to you by Rita, the Rudjar Institute for Transpersonal Activity. Learn more about Rita or contribute to the ongoing legacy of Dane Rudjar at www.rudjarinstitute.org. For the complete selection of free downloads of audio presentations by Dane Rudjar, visit www.rudjaraudioarchives.com.